Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let me take you to the queen side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Let's start with the news you've all been waiting for. The sky is not falling. The Caps played poorly in game one. They played well in game two.
They played very well in game two.
All tied up, going back to Raleigh. Good morning, B. Mitch. How do you do?
I am good, Jay. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, dude. We both went to the game.
Yeah.
We had dinner beforehand. We hung out during. It's what they needed last night. I thought what Logan Thompson has done through two games is phenomenal. I thought Tom Wilson was phenomenal last night, and it was the game the Caps had to have, and they got it.
Oh yeah, when they came out from start to finish, and they played, they were way faster than they were in the first game.
Totally,
that first game seemed like they just were lethargic as hell. And then they were able to clear the puck. They played a lot in their zone. I mean, in Wishcomb's zone, instead of being, you know, forced and backed up all the time.
Sure.
They did some good. They played good hockey. And Logan is a magician, though.
You know, he's playing awesome. It was a really cool moment kind of after the game. So they brought Logan Thompson and Tom Wilson up to the podium at the same time. And LT's asked about Wilson. He's like, man, I got to talk about this guy again. And then Wilson's like, yo, he finally said thank you for one of my blocked shots. He hasn't done that all year. You could tell they are in a good headspace. Yeah. And being in the locker room after game one, they were furious and frustrated.
Yeah.
And Carberry was super clear how upset he was and how bad they played. And I think they've just, like, they laid a complete egg game one.
Yeah.
Last night was a much better effort. And, you know, I thought John Carlson was good. A lot of guys were really good. I think you'll get more from Ovechkin. I'm not sure how much you got from Ovi last night. He did have, I guess, at least the one shot attempt, I remember.
Mm.
But it was, think about the narrative was really driven around the shots on goal.
Yeah.
It was almost 3-1 in that first game. And then if you consider the blocks on top of that, it was crazy. Last night, they about got it to even. I think it finished 28 for the Hurricanes, 21 for the Caps.
It wasn't a lot of shots early. I mean, early on, at one point, I think it was 7-5, in the first period.
The first 10 minutes, Tarik El-Bashir asked this question of Ovechkin last night. I thought it was a good one. It seemed like the first 7-10 minutes of that game last night kind of looked like the other night. And then, like, whatever it was like the Caps kind of came back. And we're like, all right, we can play. We're good.
Yeah.
We're in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, thank goodness they did, obviously. But I think we all knew this was going to be a tough series.
Hell yeah. Nobody, I don't think anyone thought it was going to just be one day going to walk in and just walk all over them. Either way, hell, Carolina's was favorite in the series. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to think it's going to be a tough one, but just ultimately they have to go out there and from start to finish play as fast as they did. Hell, my whole thing is you have nothing else to do. If you don't take care of business, you're going home.
Totally.
Nobody want to go fishing early.
It was when Carolina scored in the third, though, and it's 2-1, pretty damn nerve-wracking. And you knew they were going to pull the goalie. The way Carolina at times, now last night wasn't nearly as one-sided as Tuesday night, mm-hmm. but the way Carolina can control possession in the offensive zone, sometimes it feels like they're on a power play anyway.
Yeah.
Because Washington is just incapable of clearing it. It's like, oh, do they have an extra guy out there? Oh, wait, they don't. They're just doing this.
They do it, but like it's like when Carolina wants to clear their zone, and you watch other hockey games, they are very good at just flipping it over the top.
They were better last night.
We did it last night, but normally we're trying to pass the ball I mean, pass the puck, like right past somebody. Everything has to be like perfect in a sense. Sometimes you just got to look, the whole nature of the thing, get the puck out of here.
Get the puck out of here, Landfill.
I'm watching, like sometimes I'm like, why in the hell?
Landfill looked quick when you said, get the puck out of here. Landfill was shook, thought he might have to reach for that button.
But it seems like shots and passes, we try to be perfect with it.
Yeah.
Instead of just take the damn shot.
I think
one
you
last
saw
night,
early.
Wide open.
I know.
And you don't even get a shot off because you're trying to fire it.
Who was it that had the whiff?
They were right there. That's what I'm saying.
It was one of the French dudes,
they don't get a shot off.
Bouvillier?
Yeah, Bouvillier. That was tough, dude. That second period, I think. I mean, that was tough. Here's what's good. They're going to Raleigh, tied up. Hockey is just a wild, wild sport. So, like, yeah, you lose one at home, but everybody knows this is going to be a series. Like, this is not Boston, New York. This is not the Knicks or the Celtics. Everybody knew this was going to be a series no matter what. And Carberry said this after the game last night. I still don't think they're playing their best. And Carberry said, he's like, yeah.
I can deal with that. I can buy that.
He's like, you know, Carberry last night after the game is like, we took a step. We played better. But at the same time, we've got to get to another level, especially going down there, if we're going to get to this next level, if we're going to win this thing, whatever it is. And I totally agree, dude. Yeah. I think, so I said this last night, and I was saying this to like real hockey people, and they were kind of like, it happens. I'm going to say it to you, B, because I think you're going to be on my team with this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice last night watching this game? And I'm not naive. Like, I recognize this happens often, but Carolina takes it to another level. When two players kind of get engaged and maybe a stick comes up after a pass or you know what I mean, you're trying to hit somebody, they make a habit of locking that stick in under the armpit and not letting go.
They do it. They do it all the time.
Yo, everybody does it to some degree. I get that. They do it all the time, and it's egregious, and it's driving me crazy.
And I think it can be called at times because there's times where they are totally doing it to make sure that the other guy can't go. And the ref's just looking at it. But I know hockey people, it just happens. No, it happens, but it gets called a lot too. These guys don't seem to want to call anything against them.
Dude,
it was more than what happened last night.
They want to. I support that. Refs try to stay away from making too many calls in the playoffs. But, dude, at the same time, like, how about I think it was Chychrun got blasted in the back right in front of the linesman.
Yeah.
And there was no call on it. It was like, not like that, Landfill. Pause yourself. Goodness.
He looked away.
It was unbelievable, man.
Things happen and they act like, oh, I didn't see that. Everybody saw it.
Some good stuff last night via the Caps Twitter feed. Aaliyah Edwards tweeted out about the Caps. Frankie Louvu tweeted out about the Caps. Just the big old let's go. And Landfill, I should check in with you. What did you think of the Capitals' performance last night?
It was great. I mean, they got the win.
Now, I have news you might care about.
Well, hit me with it.
This is via the Capitals. I'll read, and I quote.
Everybody say Landfill is a fool for taking Carolina.
Although, gots to be here did score.
Gots to be here. Yo, speaking of, I nailed it. I had Willie and a Caps win. I got the empty netter. Bang. That's a winner, Jeff.
Good luck.
You took Mangiapane, which was, I loved the call. But people last night were asking me, like, did Bibich take Mangiapane? I was like, yeah, man, he had a feeling. I had a feeling about Willie.
At one time, he was going down the ice, and then all of a sudden, he just lost the puck.
By the way, I know you guys didn't see this because you were at the game, but ESPN cut to commercial during the middle of play, like while the game was going on, not at a whistle, not at a stoppage, not
did they
before
go,
face-off.
Side-by-side screens?
No, they straight up went to a commercial.
You know, like, we don't want to see this play.
You shouldn't be allowed to go to commercial during the game.
The puck was sliding down the ice towards Logan Thompson, and they just went to commercial.
That is troubling.
Not great. Yo,
like, Brian and I work in television. Shouldn't go to commercial during the action.
Nah.
Just as, like, a basic rule of thumb.
Nah. I'm not, like, a hockey expert, so I thought that I had missed something initially and that maybe there was a whistle and it was a stoppage.
I have a question.
That was not what happened.
Had you, like, had the edible kicked in and you were like, oh, man, did something go weird here? Was this me?
I was stone cold sober, and they just botched it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, man.
Not great. The atmosphere at the game was dope. Jeff, were you there? There's a lot of talk about Jeff being there.
Yes, I was there.
Okay. What'd you think?
I loved it. I do have a gripe.
Uh-oh. Gripe away.
Dude, I was in the 400 levels, right?
It's cool. Good seats up there.
Yeah, great seats. I've seen the entire.
Yo, but when you're up top in hockey and you can see the rushes form and, like, how they try to attack the net, it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, that was cool. But, dude, they ran out of chicken tenders and french fries at the first period. Like, I was
where were you looking? Because I saw guys come with chicken tenders and fries in the second and third period.
Yeah, B, of course, because you was on the first. They were telling us.
It's good to be B-Mitch.
They were like, yeah, nobody brought no supplies up here. We out of food. I'm like, the first period?
Did you try, like, a different stand?
Yeah, I had to walk all the way around to the other side in the line. But, you know, I never knew that the men's bathroom line could get that long.
Yeah, that gets on my nerves.
Yeah, that was cool. But action-wise, I loved it. We just had to shoot the ball more. Shoot the puck more and going down the ice. I was talking to Max.
Get the puck out.
Because Max was there, too, Max and Toby. I was talking to Max. He was like, yeah, they just trying to get their feel for the game. But it was a couple opportunities in the first period where I think if they would have just attacked the net and put a shot on goal, probably would have beat them like 5-1.
All right. That's Jeff's hockey talk. let's get my man some chicken tenders. Speaking of chicken, Landfill, this is the news I wanted to share with you. I think this is the news. I think Caps tying up the series is the top of the list of things you'll care about, but I think this is number two, legitimately. Per the Washington Capitals, last night this tweet was sent at 10:17 p.m. Playoff nugs, courtesy of Willie. Enjoy a free six-piece chicken McNuggets with a minimum $1 purchase tomorrow on the McDonald's app. I thought you would care about that, Landfill. Free six-piece nuggets? Give me some sweet and sour sauce? I'm in that.
Yeah, man. You would get that and be full. He liked the kid meal.
Six-piece nuggets is perfect. What do you get?
Not six. I get more than six.
I love it. I wish they had eight. I think Chick-fil-A has eight.
If they have eight, you wouldn't eat them all anyway.
I can eat eight nuggets.
Like, Chick-fil-A nuggets are a lot smaller.
I doubt it.
You doubt what? That I can eat eight chicken nuggets?
You'd be struggling. Anyone want one of these?
I want to be clear. I can eat eight chicken nuggets.
Yeah, right? If you force yourself, but normally you'll get like four or five and be done.
While we're at it, it's time for us to confess something, left hand up style.
I think it must be something in that.
Brian and I have an addiction, and I don't know who to turn to. I don't know if
I'm not turning to nobody. I'm going to keep eating them.
See, B's embracing his addiction. But the makers of Fritos, Flavor Twists, Honey Barbecue.
They are good.
Yeah, B and I are getting a solid bag of these, usually per person a day. And I walked in, and it's 9:58, and B's already hitting the sauce. He's already on the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist.
Hey, man.
I think we just, if there are any Fritos vendors out there, holler at your boys.
Yeah.
Those things are phenomenal.
Send us some boxes.
Yo, how long, say there's, I don't know, 50 bags of those in a box, it wouldn't last a week.
Nah, not in this place for sure.
We'd have to hide. You'd have to put it in your car.
Yeah, I'm bringing a safe in here.
The Fritos have got a hold of us.
A cabinet with a key.
They've got a grip on us, for sure. Elsewhere in the NHL last night, Edmonton beats Vegas again. They're up 2-0. I know that we are a football town and we love our Caps, and it's late at night. But watching Edmonton play hockey is a joy. Watching Connor McDavid, that team is awesome. Toronto's up 2-0. So the winner of this thing, at least for now, we'll see what happens when the Leafs get down to Florida. It looks like they're headed to play the Leafs. Basketball last night, without Steph,
they're in trouble.
Without Steph, they're in trouble. The T-Wolves handled them.
They came on big boy them last night.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch much of that. I saw a little bit as I was kind of running around. Did Ant get hurt for a second? Was there like a worry that Edward?
I didn't see the whole game.
Well, Jeff didn't because he was out hunting for
chicken nuggets.
Chicken tenders, yeah. obviously, the big news, Caps, man. That was a fun one. There were some Nats players there. There was a true celebrity in the crowd, somebody that people just start screaming his name when they see him.
Who?
Monty from Starboard. People fired up to see Monty. Man.
They all probably been there at that Bloody Mary bar.
Dude, Orange Crush is
You walk in there, you
days.
Get to make your own, and the Orange Crush is unbelievable. Yeah. They go down so smooth.
They do.
God.
They do.
You forget his liquor in them.
It's dangerous. It is crazy. So the Hurricanes had 28 shots to the Caps 21, but the Caps had a lead at the end of the second period.
Yeah.
The Caps had more shots by the end of the second period than they did in the overtime loss in game one.
Yeah.
Think about that. They had 16 shots at the end of the second period last night. They had 14 in the overtime loss game one.
I think they try to have the most quality shots.
Sure.
And that's why they don't have as many. But sometimes you got to shoot the puck and you get that little rebound come off and then somebody can bury it right there. But they don't try to do those. They want everything to be like a one-timer.
There were times.
Carolina, they're shooting as soon as they get on ice. And I think it's something to it because they put stress on a goalie.
All right, hold on, B. Somebody just sent me, shout out to Mr. Matthew CFB. This is them going to commercial in the middle of the play. So B. Mitch and I have not seen this. All right, we're watching it now. All right, the puck is, what? Was that an icing eventually? So it looked like the puck.
I couldn't tell you because they were a commercial. I didn't see what.
Oh, dude, they came back and it was just live action, so it wasn't an icing.
Right.
Watch this, B. The puck's just drifting to net. LT has to stop. Oh, my God. That is awful, dude.
Not great.
That is awful.
And then they came right back to it.
And that's the third period, too?
Hey, man. Somebody fell asleep at the wheel.
Yo, can you put Bill Bell and Huey back in charge? That doesn't happen on Joe B's watch, all right? Sheesh, that's bad. Like, now, granted, Ted's watching the game in person, but, like, if you're the owner of the team, you're calling somebody on that, right?
Oh, believe me, he's going to be calling somebody anyway because people will be telling him.
Well, I believe he's on, like, the NHL media committee and stuff.
Well,
like,
they're going to let him know this. I'm sure, just like we got it, he's seen it. He's heard it. And, yes, he's going to make a phone call.
Hold up. I just got another thing sent to me. At one point when Carly scored last night, the announcer said John Carlson, the longest serving Capital. Now, shout out to Carly. He's been here a long time.
But he did say that.
Anybody heard of Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah. He should have said the longest serving Capital was on the ice at the time.
Sure. Currently on the ice. Or just longtime Caps veteran.
Like, hey, you know how it is, man. You're not an ESPN. They give them something right before they go on, and they just say it. They don't really vet it.
Hey, I like the Turner.
You remember? You know that quarterback?
The Turner covers is so much better. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes. Wow, I did not realize the Geico joint was right in the middle of the third period. Mm. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to answer the question. Scale of 1 to 10.
And we got to talk about Landfill's buddy, too.
We definitely got to do that.
Yeah, Greg.
Yo, that was a bad one.
Dude cannot spell. Dude is horrible.
Hold on. Maybe we do that real quick. Landfill, are you aware of what Greg texted Brian and I last night?
No.
Okay. You know the word deja vu?
Yep.
He said
he texted. I swear I'm having that thing you call Dasha Vu or whatever.
DASSHAVOO.
That's pretty rough.
And JB say, ha ha, deja vu.
Dasha Vu. It sounds like an Indian holiday. Here we go. Here's what we're gonna do on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 is winning the cup. So an 7 is advancing. Where do we land on our belief in the Washington Capitals? Where are you on the belief meter for the Washington Capitals? 10 is winning the cup. 7 is advancing. Where are you at? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls. We got a packed show today. We're talking Caps with Brent Johnson coming up at noon. We're going to do Ask Be Mitch Anything early. We got Ben Standick joining us. We got Real or Fake. There's a lot going on today. Nobody go anywhere.